Our next presenter is going to be James Gilway. Among his attributes, James is the Searsport Town Manager. He serves on the Offshore Windport Advisory Group, which I mentioned earlier. He was also a member serving on the Sears Island Planning Initiative back in the early 2000s, and he's a former state legislator. James?
I actually just did this to look good. I don't have anything prepared. And I promise to be very brief. I am also on the BOEM task force for the state of Maine. I was on the offshore wind roadmap, and others, pretty busy. I was appointed or asked by the Board of Selectmen to represent the town. I want to start out with some interesting things. How many people here, by show of hands, crossed onto Sears Island on the, not the causeway, but on the sandbar? Okay. Cool. How many people here, I'm going to get myself in trouble though. How many people here camped on Sears Island with a permit? Anyway, that's just for fun. I've been in Searsport for 37 years. I did cross the causeway before there was a causeway. I've taken scouts out there to camp. I've done a lot of recreation. My kids swam in the ocean over there in the bay. So I do have a real interest in Sears Island. One of the significant things, when we did the SIPI, I can't remember all the acronyms. They were, down to the JUPC, all the planning process. One of the things that stuck with me when we did that, one of the final things that was said by the commissioner at the time, David Cole, was we are reserving 330 acres for the future of marine transportation development. We don't know what that is. And if you can think about that, that was 15 years ago. He says 20 years from now, we don't know what it is. And we didn't talk about offshore wind back then. So this is kind of prolific that he was actually reserving that for a potential. Now, having said that, that's not the choice. We haven't chosen the committee for the advisory group is not, we're not judicial. We're just going to give our advisory. It's going to be important because we have to, in order to get involved in this, apply to the federal government for a NEPA permit, the Clean Waters Act, and that matrix for filling out. Matt had shown the four alternatives that are kind of narrowing down. There was a fifth, which was to build an Eastport. That looks less likely because of what we're learning. There's 42 deliverables for each of the five different alternatives, and they can't just be filled out. I can't do it. I don't have the scientific mind to do that, but they're actually digging deep to get all the information. I saw the matrix, and I think you noticed, that showed the 1973 ribbon snake from the westerly side or southerly side of Sears Island. I'm like, I don't think he's still alive, but he's on the map still. So they are digging deep, and it is a important process. And I'm not going to get ahead of it. I'm waiting for the final information to be. Now, I'm going to switch my hat and put on my tax collector hat and say that the most important thing for the town of Searsport, the DOT of today is not the DOT of 2010 or 2009 or 2006. They actually asked us to the table. When they bought Sears Island back in the late 80s, nobody asked Sears Island. It was immediately overnight taken off the tax rolls. That impacted everybody's tax in Searsport. Then it was okay. They were building a carport. They pulled the plug on that and they invested $20 million on Mack Point, taking the pier that was existing there off the tax rolls. So again, the town of Searsport, the taxpayers, took another little step backwards, which was okay because they were going to build it out. We weren't at the table for any of that. And the difference today is DOT is at the table. 2020 comes around, and the governor wants to Governor Janet Mills wants, I should say executive, that's the legislature, wants to identify Searsport as the wind port of Maine. We took a podium down to Mack Point. We stood on the dock. We had representatives there and dignitaries, and we all talked about what the future would look like with offshore or with wind port of Searsport. I spoke to the commissioner at the time. They started a an initiative with advisory group to identify the best location, and that's how Sears Island actually came into the mix. One of the things about Mack Point I want to point out is it's pretty much everything you see down there the town has a tax bill on. The tanks, the big white tanks that you see, on average are about $60,000 worth of taxable property. So when you look at the overlay, when I look at the overlay and I see the warehouses come down and tanks come down and lay down pads come down, I see the subtraction of tax dollars. We need to make sure, and since we are at the table, we need to make sure no matter where it goes or how it's created, that the town of Searsport ends up better for it. More taxes, lower the tax bills for the folks of the town of Searsport. The other thing that I'm doing kind of on the side is I'm working with the National Renewable Energy Lab, because there is a process called the Community Benefits Agreement, which you sign with a potential company coming to you to do better. If you want to, we have a community building, but let's say you needed a new fire station or you need a public works as a result of the impact of what's coming, you sign a community benefits agreement and you get the industry to pay that for you. So it's not on the, it's not a burden to the taxpayers. So in the future, if we move forward, we'll be working on that with probably a committee from Searsport to figure out what's best. I'm at 8 minutes. I'm gonna defer from there because I'll wait for questions. It's more important to get your questions and feedback than it is. I did bring a few things. I always have handouts. The BOEM map for where they're going to lease the Gulf of Maine. And understand that we have no input. The Gulf of Maine from 23 miles to 200 miles out, it belongs to the federal government. They're in the process of leasing. There's a call area, and I have about, I don't have 100, but I have a lot of these maps if you want them. They're going to lease that area. It's going to happen. Where the floating windmills and where the jobs go to are going to be determined by the process. That lease is scheduled to go off in the fourth quarter of next year. And the other thing is I was part of the roadmap. I have a few of the synopsises. One of the significant things I took out of the roadmap process, other than learning a lot more about fisheries and environment and everything, was the offshore wind, floating offshore wind technology will create about between 50, the roadmap says 60,000 jobs in the state of Maine if we move forward and get involved in that. So I did it. I have 6 minutes left. I defer it to them.
Thanks very much, James, for that presentation.